This is KTOO Juno, and I'm Quentin Chandler. Thanks for tuning in. It's time for the day's news. Who is going to decide class sizes and how much money your kids have for activities? You'll decide in Juneau's municipal election, October 3rd. Two seats are open to the 7-member Juneau School Board. At noon today, two candidates had filed to run. The board president, Brian Holst, is running for re-election, according to the City and Borough of Juneau, and Jeff Short has his eyes on Sean O'Brien's seat. O'Brien has served the school board on and off since 2005 for a total of 9 years. He says he will not run again for two reasons.
I think it's really a good time to have others step up and new perspectives, new energy. Is always good, and I think 9 years is plenty of time to contribute.
O'Brien also has plans for more personal and work-related travel. His advice for the next board member, be objective.
When the information comes forward, it's so important to be able to evaluate it for what it is and not come too much with preconceived ideas. I think the objective lens that we need to put on to make really good decisions is, you know, just can't be overstated enough.
He also says compromise and making the best decisions for all of the district's kids are key to working on the board. Brian Holst is a Juneau Douglas High School graduate. He is director of the Juneau Economic Development Council. He has served 3 years on the school board, and he has been board president for the last two of those years. Jeff Short moved to Juneau in 1972. He is a retired researcher for the National Marine Fisheries Service. He has a master's degree in physical chemistry and a PhD in fisheries biology. Short says during his time with NOAA, he studied the long-term effects of the Exxon Valdez oil spill, and he was consulted for the lawsuit that followed the Deepwater Horizon spill. The deadline to file is 4:30 this afternoon. Longtime Juneau resident and painter Herb Bonnet died this morning at the age of 87. Bonnet's paintings of boats and planes and iconic local landmarks are all over Juneau, including a very large painting on the back wall of the Juneau Assembly's chambers at City Hall. Daughter Michelle Bonnet Hale says he's very well known by old Juneau.
You can just see his prints all over town, lots of his prints in banks. So he's got a print of the old Douglas Bridge. He's got prints of ferries. One of the more recent prints that he has is called Rainy Night in Juneau, and it's looking up Franklin Street on a rainy night.
Mail condolences for the family to Michelle Hale at 4431 Taku Boulevard, Juneau, 99801.